it is very clear that the government again are using immigration to mask the huge problem we have in terms of unemployment. The figures released today show that last year 89,000 people have left Ireland. That's up from 87 the year before. And when you think about it, since this government has taken office in 2011, we've seen 266,000 people immigrate. And that's an absolute, statistics of shame that the government need to own up to. It needs to be a wake-up call and they need to address this issue. And the first port of call on that is in the budget in October, I think, that needs to have a focus on getting people back to work, particularly given opportunities for young people. They can stay at home, use the skills that they have. Many of these have qualifications in colleges and universities across the state, and let them put their skills and their talents to best use to rebuild our economy and rebuild our country.
But the figures also released today, they show that employment levels have increased by almost 35,000 people, and the CSO says, as a result, unemployment has fell.
Unemployment's fallen by 23,000 in the last year. But, you have to read the other figures that they put out on the same day. So unemployment fell by 23,000, but 89,000 people decided to immigrate. So there's a huge gap there. What's actually happening is 89,000 people left. So therefore, you would expect unemployment, because most of these people, if not all, were unemployed. You would expect unemployment to fall by 89, but that isn't what happened. Only 23,000 people came off the live register. What's happened is more people have been made unemployed. In the meantime, a lot of people have moved from full-time employment down to part-time employment, and immigration is masking all of these figures. What we need really isn't spin, but we need solid proposals from government to get people back to work.